Welcome back to another late night edition of the Same Man Sports Talk Show. And tonight, bringing you another very special episode from our latest segment titled Flag on the Play. Like we do each and every episode, I would like to reach out. Hope that everyone's blessed. Hope everyone's staying focused out there. Hope everyone's just following a vision, a dream, a goal, a passion. Focused on productivity, progressing, something constructive to do rather than destructive, right? Okay. Hope everyone's blessed, right? Now let's get into it. Okay. So tonight, just want to talk a little bit of NBA. We might bounce around, you know, in between topics, random stuff like we do usually. So, but first, what I would like to start off is my boys. All right. My Golden State Warriors. Trying to downplay us. We know last couple years, we pulled a chip out. Excuse me. After that, we understand that we've become a team like not the typical us, that 73-9 or that maybe 60-win team, 50-win team, right? What we understand is we OGs now. So as I tell people, as long as we get in, we are a fucking, excuse my language, problem. Like nobody, right? No matter if you're the top seeds and you have to see the bottom and the Warriors are at the bottom, you don't want your opening round to be against Golden State. I don't believe the Lakers either, right? Not meaning like I don't believe in them, but I don't think you want to see a LeBron team, a Curry team. Because Klay could get hot at any moment. We know what Curry is going to do, right? But we ain't really seen Klay be Klay, right? And I believe a shooter that well, that good, that gifted, it hadn't been rolling all season, you know, really since the injury, I guess you could say, you know, on a consistent level, he might be through for one. So the postseason, people like him might come through and make it real. You know, Draymond get to Draymond and not to beating everybody up, Draymond. Boom, get back in there. We need Wiggins to step up. I don't know, like, if something happened again with his peoples, but, like, he got to step up. My point is, I don't think we're the best team in the NBA by any means, but I think we could be scary if we get hot at the right time with our shooting ability, right? Some playoff predictions. If you follow us on the Instagram, Same Man Sports Talk Show, hop in the comments, hop in the DM, let me know who's your NBA team. Who, even if you're not going with your NBA team, if they trash and you're just, you know, waiting for the playoffs to come around for excitement, let me know who you got. Who's going to win it all? Who's going to take it this year? Who's underrated? Who's overrated? I'm a Warrior. I'm a diehard Warrior. Win, lose, draw. That's just what it is. You know? Just floating with that 10-seed, 9-seed playing, facing the Lakers. We put it on them boys. Put it on them boys yesterday. Yesterday, put it on them boys, right? We was hot from all angles. Curry, Klay. Everybody clipping. We need that, right? So in my head, I want to paint this scenario. All right. Let's say we get hot, right? But our remaining games, our schedule ain't that bad. All right, let's say we climb up. I don't know where. Let's say Phoenix moves all the way down to, like, the playing area. Let's say the Lakers stay the same. Like, a lot of things can shake up with the end of the season, like, approaching. So, I'm hoping we get the best matchup. We don't really care who we get. I just know we coming in with that nothing to lose mentality. I feel like that's healthy for this particular stanza of that the Warriors are going through. We want to make a splash in the offseason, man. We got to, man. Got to get these guys some help. Maybe blow it up. I don't know if you blow it up. Maybe add to it. Shit, bring KD back. I'm excited about the playoffs, man. Get to see a plethora of stars. 40 days and 40 nights. So I'm saying, like, we got KD and the Suns. We got Book and them. We get to see Dame and Giannis out there on the East. We get to see James Harden and Luka. They just, Kyrie and Luka just locked up their spot. Clippers locked up their spot. I believe that's the first round matchup, Clippers Mavericks. We get to see those guys. We get to see the Pelicans in here. We get to see a bunch of new firepower. We get to see Anthony Edwards in the postseason. We're going to get to see Bron again. We get to see Curry and them. It's just a whole lot of teams, man. The Kings. Man, it's a bunch of teams. The Celtics, of course. We got to stay East. Philly might go on a run. They got Embiid back. Maxi fresh off a 50 ball. I don't know. It's interesting, man. What's y'all thoughts? If you're on the YouTube, hop in the comments, man. Let me know something. Bottom Line Sports Network or Same Man Sports Talk Show. It's all the same, all the same. Hop into Google. You can spam any platform of the audio content. Let me know your feelings, man. Like I said, I'm a Warrior fanatic. So for me, we're going to get in. If we get in, we're a problem, man. Cannot wait for the NBA playoffs to start. What else do I want to browse or speak about? We know Giannis went down today. He was reaching for the Achilles. He's like a locomotive. To me, that's kind of scary, especially at this particular time of the season. You don't really want to see him drop down. And I just keep thinking back to when Kobe. Well, we remember when Kobe tore his when he was playing against Golden State on that attack to the cup, right? Just one of them funky things. The Achilles don't really got no timetable on it. I don't believe. And when they do put a timetable on it, to make it worse because you could, like, fulfill the timetable and then it just give out on you. So remember when KD was with Golden State, he was jugging in the warm-ups. Excuse me. Everything was well. Razzle dazzling, playing the best quarter of his life, probably. One of. Snapped on him, you know? Tore his Achilles. He actually done bounced back with better stats than before the Achilles. So, shout out to him. But it's only one of him, you know? It's getting chippy, man. Hopefully, Draymond can keep his cool. College basketball, we see Coach Cal done moved on to Arkansas. Took a pay cut, but he freed UK at $33 million. So, can we scrutinize him for real? Blessings. He might have got high. You know the run down when these coaches get jammed up. They get the getting up out of there. Do what you do. All right. Dillingham going to the draft. I think he left entering the draft because Coach Cal gone. You know, they're probably going to lose a lot. We shall see. What else is going on? Anthony Edwards, what y'all feel about him? 50 ball, first one. That's amazing to me, man. Boy got game. Boy got game, game, game. I thought it was funny when he ran into 50 Cent in the back of the locker room. He told 50 he was funny. 50 got weak. It's just like, man, that stardom. That, like, it's really real. You work at something for so long and you elevate your craft. It's just amazing how it can turn into, like, the people you see on TV just really having love for you, bro. That's dope. Anthony Edwards, shout out to you. Make that boy the new face of the league, man. It's time. Luka, too, man. Hey, Luka and Kyrie starting to mesh. Yes, Lord, right time. Let's talk about Wemby. Wemby had this bitch making quadruple doubles. Look, what's going on? What's going on? All these big giants coming in. You got these two boys in college about the end of the draft. Hey, man, say, man, I'm only 5'5", so I stay out of that lane. You know, go on State, handle your business. Man, don't disappoint me. My Chiefs done got the Super Bowl ring. Then got bad to back. Now, look. Warriors, can y'all complete the task? It's tall, baby. It been tall for A1. Let's see what we do. I'm excited. I'm excited to see LeBron and them Lakers, man. See what he gonna do. Which version of AD gonna show up, man? It's interesting, man. A lot of dope stuff, man. What Doc Rivers gonna do? Is he gonna lead them Bucks to the promised land? Is Jason Tatum and them gonna have another spectacular regular season and smoke it? What's finna go down? Is it going to be some new teams that pop out? You going to pop out? Let's go check out some games, man. Link up with us, man. We're going to get this footage, this content, be outside these arenas. Let's go. Until next time, on Flag on the Play, y'all, stay safe, stay smart, quit sleeping on me, stay dangerous, and stay tapped in. Say, man.